Welcome to our podcast, Hey David, where Grandpa Rod talks about life and attitudes, hope and success. Each week, he raises a new topic for David to consider.
We hope it speaks to you too. We also hope you'll invite your friends to listen and that you'll share your comments with us. Here is Rod with today's topic.
Hi, I'm Rod MacArthur, David's grandpa and narrator of the Hey David podcasts. Thanks for listening. I want David to have the best grandfatherly counsel I can give. It could be that you'll gain some life pointers too. Welcome.
Today, I'm going to talk with David about the need to get involved. It takes more than being shocked or disgusted. If you want to make a difference, you got to step up. Hey, David, it's Grandpa. Did you know that I'm an activist? Of sorts. But I'm not like the man who was barred from his hometown car dealership. It happened in the customer waiting room. He spotted a vending machine that was selling drinks. He noticed the price printed on one of the drinks. It was 75 cents. But the selection button on the machine asked for a buck and a quarter. He became so enraged by this outrage that he kicked up a huge stink on the display floor. It was so disruptive that management came and asked him to leave and never come back. It's a true story. I have it on good authority. This is a poor example of responding to an alarming situation by becoming enraged to the point of getting involved. He did get involved, but in a destructive way. And that's what I want to talk with you about today. I want things that you consider alarming to so enrage you that you get engaged making a difference. Now, I don't mean engaged to get married. I mean engaged in the process. The only way to change what you don't like is to get involved. Those first two may seem to be emotionally excessive, but if they tell you how I feel about sitting idle and doing or saying nothing, good. I wonder how many times I've watched people make choices that I knew would hurt them, and I said or did nothing to alter their course. It haunts me. I might have made a difference and helped them stay on a good path. This is challenging for me, David. It forces me to remember situations where I wish I had listened to the advice I'm sharing with you now. I've watched families implode as a result of poor choices. The press of those choices became so heavy that the family was torn apart and the children ruined. The disgusting part is that at the time I knew they were on the wrong path, and I said nothing. I watched, for example, as a sweet and precocious young girl turned into a pothead druggie who got pregnant at the age of 17. It breaks my heart to see the path and the scars, and I said nothing. I come to you now, David, hoping to instill in you a determination to get involved. It could bring great benefit into the lives of the people you interact with, and I know it will make a huge difference in your regret level as you grow older. It would be so comforting to live life leaving no regrets in the wake. It's not always possible, but it's a great goal. Not everything that you see out of place will be life-disrupting. Take, for example, my old friend Cliff. He would choose to pull out a throat candy at the quietest time in church and start to unwrap it. You know what the crinkling of plastic wrap sounds like when you open it. It was disruptive of the solemn moment. I let it pass rather than have a confrontation. I let it pass not because it didn't matter, but because I didn't like confrontation. I let it pass for my comfort, even though now years later it still eats at me that I didn't say anything. I should have said something. Cliff would have listened, but I let it slide. I wish I hadn't. And that's what this message is all about. Letting things slide where you wish you had said something, and it gnaws at you later. Let's get rid of any future gnaw by being engaged in the present. Just yesterday, I had a conversation with my dear old friend. He and I were seated in a fast food joint several years ago, eating our lunch and having a great conversation. All of a sudden, an enraged older teen came ranting to the counter, challenging one of the cooks. Apparently, the ranter's girlfriend had been unfaithful to him with the cook. As my friend and I watched, the argument turned into shouting, threatening, and intimidation. We both thought the ranter was about to jump over the counter and assault the cook. I sat there contemplating whether to call the police. My friend was right on the edge of stepping up to the shouter. What an interesting study in how two different people respond to the same situation. My friend was ready to intervene. I was ready to call somebody else in. Fortunately, the local police had been called by the management and came through the door before any harm was done. Now, consider these three words: shocked, enraged, and engaged. Shock is that initial response to social injustice or some other miscarriage of right, good, or fair. Enraged is what can happen if you let the shock stew and simmer. The more you dwell on what you saw, the angrier you can become. It's like steam building up in a boiler. Engaged means you start doing something constructive about it. I hope you purposely go through all three steps. When you've got the fire in your belly, you've got a great chance of fixing whatever is broken. When you see or hear something that just ain't right, how do you feel? Years ago, I witnessed how a friend responded to what he saw as a danger to his daughter. He was sitting in the dining room with his wife, his daughter, and her fiancé. The fiancé started waffling about marriage dates after one had been set. This indecision and vacillating was more than Ben could take. He got up, obviously outraged, and started pacing through the house until he could get himself under control. Sometimes, things like that light a man's fuse. It did for my friend. I don't know what might torch your fuse. I suspect it has to do with what your standards are, what you consider right and wrong, just and unjust, or fair and unfair, will go a long way toward lighting the fuse in your heart. If you just don't care what happens, whether it's good or bad, I'm sad for you. But if you do care that there are things that ought not to be, that's good. That means you have a heart. That means there is hope for a future, a good future for you. You care. Consider what it's like to be enraged over an injustice. As I said, it's like steam in a boiler. You got to have an outlet, don't you? Two things can happen regarding the boiler. Three, really. You can realize that the pressure is building up and do something about it. Either turn the heat off, which doesn't really accomplish anything, or use the steam to power change. The other thing is very destructive. You can let the boiler blow up. I don't suggest letting the boiler blow up, and I don't suggest turning the heat off either. I suggest using the heat of your passion to set in motion changes that make the situation better and less harmful to those involved. Take action. Be engaged in changing things. Get serious. Get it done. Step in. Make a difference. It's too easy to normalize anything. Repeated harmful behavior eventually becomes accepted as normal behavior. We observe it, but just shrug our shoulders, at least mentally, and pass by without doing or saying anything about it. Nothing changes. Things get worse. Never permit yourself to become numb. Never allow any harmful behavior to become normalized. Stand up. Speak out. help shape a better world than the one we have now. Here is the skeleton of my thoughts, David. First, have standards and be clear on why they matter. Next, be alert to and aware of the people in your sphere. Then, allow yourself to be moved emotionally whenever you see something wrong. Finally, act on your concerns. Make a difference. Make it better. I love you, David.
Thanks for listening. If you got something worth holding on to from this blurb, come back next Monday.
Next week, I talk some more with David about money. Maybe the Beatles were right. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Hey David. If you have thoughts, comments, or questions, please send them to rod_MacArthur@comcast.net. Rod will get back to you.
Also, check out the church's website, www.churchofauburnwa.com. You'll discover a ton of information. You may especially enjoy the page Blurbs from Rod.
Until next Monday, have a joy-filled week.